Epilogue. High Charity. Moment of Ascension. Fortitude braced his long fingers on the well-worn arms of his throne and did his best to keep his neck straight as a pair of counselors, one Sanshum and one Sangeli, fitted his mantle. A bronze triangle with fluted edges split down the middle and bracketed with an arch that lay across his shoulders. The mantle perfectly framed the crown that now topped his hairless head, a tight copper skull cap that swept back to a crenellation of gilded curves. "Blessings of the Forerunner be upon you," the Sanshum counselor intoned.
"And upon this," added his Sangeli peer, "the ninth age of reclamation."
With that, the usually staid High Council chamber erupted in enthusiastic cheers. Sangeli on one side of its wide central aisle and Sanshum on the other. Both groups stood up from their tiered seats and did their best to outshout the other. In the end, the Sangeli triumphed, but this had more to do with greater lung capacity than any superiority of ardor. The age of doubt was ended, and that was something in which all the Covenant could rejoice. Fortitude flared the brocaded cuffs of his crisp, new crimson robes and tried to settle back, but he discovered that leaning too far back caused his mantle to scrape against the arms of his throne. "Better posture," he sighed, another unexpected burden of office. Indeed, the cycles since his revelation of the reliquary had been filled with the most exhausting sort of politics, compromise and coalition building. The counselors had been slow to support the minister and his co-conspirators' bid to topple the former hierarchs, not because they were opposed to the transition, but because they understood reluctance was a powerful negotiation tool. As old alliances collapsed and new ones formed in the breach, there were deals to be made. And by the time Fortitude's support had coalesced, he had committed to more competing causes than he could ever hope to reconcile. But such was the way of politics. Today's deal was the basis for tomorrow's debate. And while Fortitude was hopeful his fellow hierarchs would soon shoulder more of the burden of rule, he wasn't holding his breath. As the counselors continued to cheer, Fortitude glanced at the Vice Minister of Tranquility, seated to his right. The Vice Minister's mantle was the same size and weight as Fortitude's, and his swept-back crown almost as tall. But if Tranquility felt burdened by his ornaments, he didn't show it. The youth's bright eyes shone with boundless vigor. Fortitude saw his fingers flexing up and down in his lap, gathering his light blue robes like the claws of some carnivorous beast set to jump its prey. Seated to the minister's left, the philologist looked much less comfortable in his new finery. The elderly Sanshum picked distractedly at his taupe garment, as if eager to hasten its unraveling and reclaim his ascetic mien. The former hermit's neck was newly shaved, and Fortitude wondered if his mantle chafed his pallid skin.
"Please, holy ones," the Sangeli counselor swept his strong, sinewy arm toward the council chamber's doorway. The four mandibles that made up his mouth clattered emphatically as he announced, "All the Covenant waits to hear your names."
Fortitude nodded as graciously as his mantle allowed and guided his throne to the edge of the hierarch's dais. This parabola of blue-black metal jutted out from the back of the chamber, hovering almost as high above the floor as the Sangeli honor guards arrayed before it. Standing in two rows on either side of the central aisle, the guards' red and orange armor glistened beneath its energy shielding. They all came to attention, sparks crackling from the forked tips of their energy staves, as the new hierarchs descended the dais and glided toward the exit. Behind the guards, the counselors redoubled their cheers. And yet this noise was nothing compared to the ear-splitting adulation that met Fortitude on the council chamber's plaza. This pillar-lined terrace was packed with the cream of Covenant society, wealthy Ungoy traders in bejeweled harnesses, Kigyar shipmasters with long spines, even a Yanma'e queen on a resplendent litter, her long abdomen draped on pillows held aloft by three pairs of wingless males. But a greater clamor still erupted all around the High Council Tower from thousands of tightly packed barges.
High Charity's residents had come out in numbers not seen since the last ascension, the age-old ritual in which three newly anointed hierarchs each rose up a different leg of the Forerunner dreadnought to the vessel's pinched middecks. There, as they had done since the founding of the Covenant, the hierarchs would humbly ask the Oracle to bless the new age. Fortitude's face soured as he boarded a barge festooned with bright flowers. The Oracle's blessing, indeed. The ancient device had almost torn the dreadnought free of its moorings, sent it crashing through the roof of High Charity's central dome. If the Legolo crawling through the vessel's walls hadn't short-circuited the launch sequence, the Oracle might have destroyed the entire city.